It has the day of Hussein, it has wounded our eyelashes from the intensity of the weeping. And yet there is a fourth tradition which says that, and this continued day and night. And yet a fifth tradition would say that the fourth Holy Imam, for example, when he was presented with water, he would decline because of the intensity of the grief. And perhaps the pinnacle we see is that from the 12th Holy Imam, where we are told that the Imam says in that ziyarah, وَلَأَنْدُبَنَّ لَكَ صَبَاحًا وَمَسَاءً, and I shall grieve on you day and night throughout this period. No. وَلَأَبْكِيَنَّ لَكَ بَدَلَ الدُّمُوعِ دَمًا, I shall weep tears of blood for you. So the practice of weeping and mourning and grieving is something that we have as a tradition and as a role model for us to follow from these holy souls right from the beginning till the end. One. Two, not only did they practice it, they also promoted it. When a poet, one of the most powerful mediums to convey the message, poetry in the Arab culture, when a poet would come and recite poetry, Imam alayhi salam would listen and grieve silently with tears. No, he would cry out loudly. And then he would tell him, I have nothing to reward you but what the Prophet said to Hassan bin Thabit, that may Allah bless you and support you with the Ruhul Qudus. And number three, not only did they practice it, and not only did they promote it, but they preached, they propagated, they encouraged the visiting of the grave. Tremendous traditions, rewards, promise for just visiting the grave of these holy souls in the tragedy of Karbala. Or for example, just reciting an elegy, a poem in mourning, in weeping, in grief. Or finally, simply the act of recollection and remembering the tragedy and crying and weeping. That in itself was being promoted by the Imams. Question, why? What is it that I'm supposed to gain? What is it that I'm supposed to learn? What is it that's supposed to change in me when I come here? This is the question that I wish to remind myself and yourselves in this session. Next slide, please. Very quickly, if you look at the traditions which promise the reward for weeping, they are amazing. You could grade them in one possible scale. For example, one tradition says that if you grieve and mourn and weep for Karbala, then all your major sins will be forgiven. يحط إن البكاء عليه يحط الذنوب العظام. Your major sins will be forgiven. Oh. Just the mere fact of me shedding a few drops of tears is going to bring about such a change in me that my major sins will be forgiven. Something profound is happening inside me. One. Two. Another tradition says not only major sins, all sins will be forgiven. غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ ذُنُوبَهُ وَلَوْ كَانَتْ مِثْلُ زَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ, even if they were just like the drops of the ocean, they will all be forgiven. A total wash of my past, just by the process of grieving. Why? Number three, another tradition says, which can be scaled, حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ وَجْهَهُ عَلَى النَّارِ, he shall be protected from the fire of hell. This person is pure. There is nothing in this person now, either in his physical body that he has done, or with what he has seen or heard, or with his heart, or what he has thought, that deserves to be punished in the fire of hell. This person is pure. He's protected. Something should be happening to me when I'm grieving. Three. Four. لم تبكي عينه يوم تبكي فيه العيون. The calamity of all the calamities. القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة. When the reality shall dawn upon mankind, they will be overwhelmed when they see their own truth and their past and their sinfulness and their rebelliousness and their losses. They shall grieve. Except for these people. They shall be pleased. They shall be happy. They shall not be losers. Or number 5, لَمْ يَمُتْ قَلْبُهُ يَوْمَ تَمُوتُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ. When other hearts will be dead, senseless, unresponsive, blind, deaf, dumb to the spiritual realities. These hearts shall be alive. Because somehow in these sessions of mourning, their hearts became alive. They were rejuvenated. Number 6. Next slide, please. Number 6. Another tradition that could be mentioned. That these people who grieve and mourn shall enjoy proximity and closeness and companionship with the holy souls. كَانَ مَعَنَا فِي دَرَجَتِنَا فِي يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. My identification and my companionship with the imams is only possible if I'm a follower. يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. Somehow, in this process of mourning and grieving, I'm beginning to identify with the values, with the thoughts, with the ideas, and with the behavior of the ma'asumeen, which will then make me deserve to be in their companionship. And number 7, of course, he shall enter Jannah. وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. And number 8, not only that, يَسْكُنُهَا أَحْقَابًا. He shall be there permanently. This change of behavior in me is not going to be temporary, it's going to be permanent. The result of which will be permanence in paradise. When the Imam alayhi salam was asked, how come you live 50 years, 60 years, a temporary 100 years here, but yet you are given permanent reward? He says, because every time this person, you send him back to the dunya, he will do the same. There has to be a permanent change and there's a permanent reward. No. إِن سَرَّكَ أَن تَكُونَ مَعَنَا فِي الْجِنَانِ الْعُلَى. If you want to be with us in the highest echelons and grades of paradise, فَحْزًا لِحُزْنِنَا وَفْرَحْ لِفَرَحِنَا. You must have that deep attachment to us, such that whatever grieves us should grieve you, and whatever gladdens our hearts should also gladden your heart. Question. If there is so much reward promised, 1, and 2, if Allah rewards not without a reason, because Allah is all wise, 2, 3, whatever that reason is, either we may be able to understand or not. 4, because God is all perfect, therefore He loves perfection. 5, therefore whatever that reward is, it is because somehow my presence, my participation, my listening, my reflecting, my thinking, my feeling, my mourning, my weeping somehow is making me perfect. It's developing me. It's making me grow. It's getting me closer to God. It's getting me away from evil. It's getting me closer to goodness. And that is the fundamental reason why I can deserve, I can qualify to receive all the rewards. Question, what should I therefore do when I participate in these gatherings? Next slide, please. Allow me to suggest certain stages in weeping. There's one level of weeping where everyone can participate, whether you are a believer of the Ahlul Bayt or not. Because the tragedy that occurred to these holy souls was so horrendous was so heinous, the crimes that were committed against them, that it will move the heart of any normal human being. That level of response is universal, it's human, it's for everyone, not specific to the believers. One. Two, a higher level of weeping is not the emotional weeping. Oh, I feel pity and sympathy. No, there's empathy. By empathy, I mean there is now an understanding of who this holy soul is. What were his goals and aspirations? How important and significant a role did he play in the human society? What is it that mankind lost by the massacre that happened to him? At that level, when I start weeping with knowledge and understanding, then there is a beginning of change in my life. Empathy. Three, no, there's a higher level of weeping, whereby suddenly now I understand who he is. I also believe. Not only do I believe, but I commit. I begin to commit myself. I begin to respond to him. I begin to attach myself to him. I begin to love him with every particle of my being. I begin to respond to him. Experiential. And finally, of course, the highest level is existential. I'll just explain that a little later on. Let me elaborate these stages of weeping a little more in detail. Next slide, please. Let me give you an example. The emotional level of weeping. Everyone who is a human being, who's got a heart, who is not a dead, hard-hearted person, definitely will cry. There's so many examples of even the enemies in Karbala when they saw the massacre, even as distant observers, that they cried. Even the reporters, they cried. I would like to draw an example of how this sort of weeping is just superficial. It's temporary. It's useless to a certain extent. Look at an example given in the Quran. Surah An'am, chapter 6, ayah number 63. Allah says, قُلْ مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ من ظلمات البر والبحر تدعونه تضرعا وخفية لئن أنجانا من هذه لنكونن من الشاكرين. The example is about God and how human beings relate to God. When the disbeliever or the mushrik, no, the believer who knows there is a God, and then he associates partners unto him. When he is lost, when he is in trouble, when he is in karb and bala, that's the word used in the Quran. When he's in karb, he's in agony and pain and distress. When he's faced with this reality, at that time he turns towards his Lord and he prays to him, tadarru'an, supplication with humility and secretly. He doesn't even speak it out loudly. It's in the bottom of his heart. He's speaking to his Lord. لَإِنْ أَنْجَانَ مِنْ هَذِهِ. Oh Lord, if you save me from this, I will be a good person. I will be an obedient person. I'll thank you. I'll worship you for the rest of my life. When he's in deep trouble. Ayah 64. قُلِ اللَّهُ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْهَا وَمِنْ كُلِّ كَرْبٍ. God alone is the one who has the power to control the seas and the winds, and the land, and the storms, and the tornadoes, and whatever forces of nature are there. Minha wa min kulli karbin. From every karb he can save you. Summa antum bihi tushrikun. But the problem with you is, your promise that you made there, you then forget when you come back to land. Temporary. You can face the horrendous tragedy and break down into tears. Very normal. But the moment you walk out of the session, it's forgotten. ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ بِهِ تُشْرِكُونَ. Even a mushrik will do that. Next slide, please. A second stage of weeping is no. It's not an emotional, visceral, feeling response only. It's not a question of sympathy and pity only. It's a question of reflection. It's a question of understanding. It's a question of empathy. Trying to understand the reality of this holy soul. Who is he? And this is one condition which is mentioned. I found it more in the riwayat that talk about ziyara. But if I look further, perhaps there will be the riwayat about weeping also. This condition of arifan bihaqqih. Whoever goes for his ziyara, عارفاً بحقه غفر الله له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر. If you want your sins to be forgiven, then the empathy, that معرفة بالحق, has to be there. A, this universe is there for a purpose. There is a creator. B, that purpose is to enable me to achieve perfection. C, that perfection can be achieved if I have a perfect role model. D, that perfect role model can only benefit if I can support and accept him. E, I can only support and accept him if I oppose those who resist him. That ma'arifa bil haqq has to be there. If that empathy is there, then the process of weeping becomes more profound, more deep. It's not superficial anymore. Let me give you another example from the Quran. Next slide, please. Look at the description about the Christians. The example is about the Christians, but the principle applies to every other human being and in every other case. Surah 5, Ma'idah, ayah number 83. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ. From the people of the book, there are those who knew that a righteous messenger shall come in the future time. Some such people, when they heard the true prophet speak out, تَرَى أَعْيُدَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ. You know their response when they hear the truth? They're so overwhelmed, they're so overtaken, they're so awed, they break down into tears. Because they realize what is haqq. ترى أعينهم تفيض من الدمع مما عرفوا من الحق ويقولون ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. Their response is, O Lord, my heart is truth seeking. One, I have seen the truth. Two, you have made me in such a way that whenever I see the truth I should love it. Three, I'm overwhelmed. Four, I break down into tears. فَتُبْنَ مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. I want to declare, I want to express, I have accepted the truth. Not only am I declaring it by my mouth, I am feeling it with my heart. And you can see tears flowing. That's the response the Christians are being praised for. The next ayah, please. Next slide. Ayah number 84. And they continue to say, وَمَا لَنَا لَا نُؤْمِنُ. And why should we not believe in the true Lord? وَمَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Why should we not submit to the true message as it is propagated in the event of Karbala? وَنَطْمَعُ. And look at our aspiration. Look at our motive. Look at our goal. وَنَطْمَعُ أَنْ يُدْخِلَنَا رَبُّنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الصَّالِحِينَ. We've got a tama'. We've got a greed. A good greed. A positive greed. We are eager. We want to join those people who are virtuous. Next slide, please. Ayah number 85. Next slide, please. فَأَثَابَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah then responds to them. Allah rewards them. فَأَثَابَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِمَا قَالُوا جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَٰلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Jannah is promised because these people are muhsin. Jannah is promised because these people are salihin. Jannah is being promised because these people saw the haqq. Now, they looked for haqq. They saw it. They found it. They loved it. They submitted to it. They cried in tears. These are the ones who are going to be rewarded. Weeping based on understanding of the true character and the personality of the peoples involved in Karbala. That sort of weeping is with empathy, and that can bring about a change. And that can be permanent. Next slide, please. There's a third level of weeping. where not only do I seek the truth and respond to it and try to become salih, not only salih myself. There's a difference between being salih and doing amal salih. I do amal salih, sometimes I do good acts, and sometimes I do evil acts. But if I continue doing good acts all the time, gradually I become salih. But the Quran says, not only do these people do amal salih, not only do they become salih, they become muhsin also. They do good to others also. They begin to change the community also. But this level is even higher now. This is not emotional response anymore. This is not the empathic response only with understanding. This is a situation where this individual is beginning to experience the truth of the beauty, of the perfection, of the holy soul of Imam Hussein and his companions. He's beginning to respond to that with the totality of his being. One of the best expressions I could come across for this is from this ziyara. This ziyara is to be recited when we go to Karbala. At one stage, we're supposed to say, Labbaik da'iyallah. Labbaik. 7 times. Oh Lord, I've got too many invitations and temptations and distractions. My desires have got a message for me, the devil is calling me, the dunya is calling me, the tyrants and the despots tempt me. Oh no, but there's one da'wah that I'm going to respond to. Labbaik da'iyallah. That propagator who spoke nothing but the word of God, who gave up his life for the sake of God, that is the da'iyallah. I am now committing myself to respond. How? In kana lam yujibka badani. Well, I listen to your tragedy and I'm so moved. I ponder and reflect over your personality. I am so impressed. I am so overawed. Oh no, I wish I were there. But history has separated me. God in His wisdom has brought me to this world now. Not then. But that doesn't stop me from responding. The God who you represent is an ever-living God. Therefore His message is ever-living. Therefore His invitation is ever-living. لَبَّيْكَ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ. Even today I'm ready to respond. إِنْ كَانَ لَمْ يُجِبْكَ بَدَنِي. If my body could not respond then, فَقَدْ أَجَابَكَ قَلْبِي وَشَعْرِي وَبَشَرِي وَرَأْيِي وَهَوَايَا. My body, my skin, my hair, everything is responding. My flesh, my blood, my bones, my brain, the core of my being, the totality of my being, every particle of my being is saying, لَبَّيْك. That is the level of weeping and mourning that we should strive for if we want a transition to occur in our lives. Let's pray to Allah to give us the tawfiq to be able to participate in these gatherings and to do so with ma'rifah and to do so with mahabbah and to do so with the commitment that every particle of our being will gradually begin to know, to grow and to love Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Assalamu alayk ya Aba Abdullah. فعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك وأناخت برحلك عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقينا وبقي الليل والنهار.